Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast, interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario. Episode 103. Larry Patterson, you are running for public school board trustee in Ward 3. Welcome to the 155 Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Joey.
So firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a father to three girls who attend HWDSB schools. I'm a husband, softball and hockey coach, former Ward 3 board trustee from 2014 to 2018, community builder, advocate for kids with special needs, Crown Point news editor, and contributor to the Hamilton Spectator.
Why are you running?
To be honest, when Chris Parkinson, who replaced me in 2018, passed, I was ready to jump back in and fulfill his dreams that he had for the youth in our community. I also applied to fill the trustee role that was left vacant when Trustee Bingham stepped down at the end of last year. I've continued to follow the issues very closely this past term, from my recent campaign to encourage trustees to consider why they should permanently move Sherwood students to Barton, to the Huggins Report and the division that has ensued.
How have you contributed to your school community and education in Hamilton?
I've been volunteering with youth since a young age, from being a big brother with big brothers and sisters in my 20s, coaching baseball, hockey, and soccer over the course of the past 10 years. I sat on my kids' parent councils as well as Parkview Secondaries, which was a school for special needs students. I advocated to save Parkview and Mountain Secondary, which served more mild intellectually delayed youth. I sat on the executive for a baseball association. My wife and I ran a local Halloween event for the past 7 years, which started as an alternative for kids for separated families. As stated, I was a trustee from 2014 to 2018. And when I was, I sat on the First Nations Métis Inuit Committee, as well as the Indigenous Education Circle, for which I am still a member. And I also sat on supervised alternative learning, which brings educators and community partners together to re-engage youth in education. And as stated, my involvement in education matters has not waned these past 4 years.
It can be argued that school board trustees merely exist to provide someone for local parents to blame for provincial decisions. The autonomy of local school boards is limited. What do you see as the role of the modern school board trustee?
It is certainly true, and as a former trustee, I've heard those stories from some of the older trustees who have been around the block and who've been there when they had a lot more autonomy over decisions. Stuff like union discussions, which have switched mostly provincial matters. And the base curriculum, of course, comes from the Ministry of Education. But the role is very similar to that of a city councillor. So we attend board meetings, committee meetings, community events, and host meetings to inform families about the issues important to them. We work with staff to ensure the concerns of our families are addressed. And we also have to answer our own phones, emails, and run our own social media accounts. Like our municipal counterparts, we also advocate on behalf of our constituents to our local, municipal, provincial, and federal counterparts for issues beyond our jurisdiction to change.
What are your priorities for improving public education in Hamilton?
My tagline is integrity, transparency, and reason in changing times. Mental health, of course. Our children and families have not recovered from school closures, the experiences lost through the pandemic, and how this has affected their health and their academic results. Bridging divides. There has been so much division, not just within HWDSB this past 4 years, but within our friendships and family units. We need to find common ground at the board table to best support our students and families while discussing and focusing on diversity over division. Fiscal responsibility, proper supports for the most vulnerable within our education system has always been a budgeting struggle. More students than ever need us, so that we must ensure that money is being spent wisely. To me, an organization's success is in its supports for those who struggle most within our systems. Communication and connection. Connections between our schools, our families, and the surrounding community has always been a concern. The greater the bond between community and families we can create, the better the outcomes for stakeholders in public education.
What three skills have you demonstrated that make you the best choice to be entrusted as the Ward 3 School Board Trustee?
As a former trustee, I never stopped standing up for the voices of my community, yet worked very hard to build strong relationships with staff, our families, and my trustee colleagues. I have lived in Ward 3 for over 20 years and have made lasting connections through coaching, volunteering, and as an elected representative across its many neighborhood borders. Most of all, I care about the humanity in others, and my main goal is to find common ground within the issues that are known to be extremely divisive.
What two policy or practice changes do you wish to achieve in your 4-year term on the board?
Boards and countless other institutions and organizations are increasingly implementing anti-racism training and policies that are known to divide and separate us into boxes and focus on our differences. There are other theories that exist, from Irshad Manji and her Diversity Without Division training to Chloe S. Valdry and her Theory of Enchantment, which addresses anti-racism from a place of love. I do not wish to cancel the teaching of any theory, but we must broaden our understanding of these critical issues with a diversity of perspectives and not accept current practices as truth when they are merely ideas that have thus far been mostly unchallenged. Also, HWDSB spends a significant amount of time consulting families in the community, but I am often left wondering what their intended outcomes are. I would like to see surveys and consultations addressed more in trustee committees to ensure we are capturing the true needs of our students and families.
It's 2026. The public record is writing an assessment of your performance in the past 4 years. What 3 words do you hope we will use to describe your term on the board?
Thorough, compassionate, and dedicated.
As a school board trustee, your duty is to ensure the best quality of education for students across the entire school system. How will you manage a staff recommendation to close a school in your ward that the board's professional staff states will enable the board to provide a better quality of education across the system?
I can use standing up for Parkview and Mountain Secondary School despite staff recommendation as one example. I listened to teachers, parents, students, and read books by professionals in the field to understand how that closure would impact families. As a representative of your ward, we are elected to fight for the issues that matter to your community. But we also have to think about the impact to 50,000 students across 100 schools when making those decisions. We listen to parent, teacher, and community voice, and we are carefully studying the recommendations of staff, but in the end, it is the trustee's job to make a decision based on all of these factors. It is very likely that this next board will see the conclusion of the remaining school accommodation reviews. Most of all, I want to ensure that we are not pitting communities against one another, but rather ensuring that each school has an equal voice at the table.
How will you inspire public confidence in trustees and the school board?
By leading with moral courage. By listening to all points of view and not judging others based on their beliefs or personal health choices. All of your opinions matter within the conversations that will inform my decisions at the board table.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. How can people learn more about your platform and connect with you?
First, thank you, Joey, for providing candidates with this opportunity. Listeners can visit my website at www.larrypattison.ca. On my site, you can find links to the many ways you can engage with me, from email to social media. Thank you for considering me once again as your advocate at the HWDSB board table.
Thank you for joining us. This has been episode 103 of the Public Records, the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of the Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the Press Club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.